Yep.
I'm going to call the meeting to order.
You do that.
The Madison Plains Board of Education regular meeting, and it's January 13th. Can you call, roll please?
Mrs. Cooley?
Here.
Mr. Dodds?
Here.
Mr. Butts?
Here.
Mr. Hunter?
Here.
Mr. Morlock, present. Mr. Detweiler is present.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Move right on to election of officers.
Madam President, I'd like to nominate Ken Morlock as president.
Madam President, I'd like to nominate Kelly Cooley for board president.
Any other nominations?
Okay, we got two.
Ready to vote?
Do I need a second? No?
No, you do a roll call on the first one.
All right, so we'll call roll for the nomination of Ken Morlock as the board president. Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
No.
Mr. Dodds?
No.
Mr. Butts?
No.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
We'll now do call roll for nomination of Kelly Cooley as board president. Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
No.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
The motion carries 4-1 for Mrs. Cooley as board president.
And then we need nomination for the board vice president. I would like to nominate Mike Dodds to act as the board vice president. If I can speak.
I'd like to nominate myself.
Okay. We will vote first on the nomination of Mike Dodds to act as the board vice president.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
Mr. Morlock?
No.
We have a vote of 3-2.
So we'll do a roll on the nomination of for board vice president of Mr. Ken Morlock.
Mrs. Cooley?
No.
Mr. Dodds?
No.
Mr. Butts?
No.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
The motion carries for Mr. Dodds as vice president, 3-2.
All right, we'll move on to C. Approval of the board meeting schedule dates. So these are the calendar dates for this next year, right?
Madam President, I move to accept the following schedule of the regular board meetings for the 2015 calendar year. All meetings will be held in the district meeting room in the elementary building.
I'll second.
Discussion?
Second.
Bob. Discussion? Can you call roll, please?
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move to appoint John Pedersky as the legal counsel for the ensuing year.
I'll second that.
Discussion?
Yeah, there was a request made that I look into other counsel, and we are doing that. We can carry more than one legal counsel, and they can do different jobs for us. For example, negotiations are coming up. And typically what you do, if you're moving away from your current legal counsel, you would bring somebody else in to do a specific job, see how you liked them. If they do a better job than what you have, you move that direction. So that's what we'll be doing this year. So February, you'll have a recommendation for another legal counsel from me.
And that contract was the same?
Correct.
This, no changes, just it's billable by his hour.
He hasn't changed his billable hours in 5 years. So.
And it's just actual usage?
Correct.
So
we don't have a retainer, it's just our actual dollar, time spent with him.
And you, when you look at the new ones, are they just billable hours? Do they have a retainer?
You can go either way.
Oh, can you? Okay, so there's options. Okay, all right. And we don't, okay, so I'm sure you would do a nice comparison on that. Okay. Any more discussion? Can you call roll, please?
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
No.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-1.
Madam President, I move that the following be approved as follows. These are your actions for them. Number one, Treasurer may request advances on local taxes needed. Oh, there's a bunch of them. Okay, they're as written. I'm not going to read them all. Sorry. I thought it was just those three. I forgot to flip the page.
I say maybe 1 through, what is how many?
13.
That's below. Second?
I'll second.
Discussion?
These are your ORC required approvals. I will point out that Todd was pretty happy that on number 13 I changed that from me having to go to the public records of law trading to Todd. He was pretty excited about that. So.
Smiling ears. Yeah.
Are you aware that training's online now?
Is it?
Yes.
So it's made. It was just made online by the governor, or the Secretary of State website, because I went and registered for it.
Yeah. And then it's a 7-hour course, and they test throughout the course. And
so and you can get your online certificate, and it's the same as going to the class, if you so desire.
You should have said that at the end of this year.
And we would have to go.
If I'm not mistaken, at the Capitol Conference, they have training specific.
They do have some.
For that.
Any more discussion? Can you call roll, please?
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay. Madam President, I move that I be appointed to act as legislative liaison and for you to be the alternate to OSBA for 2015.
I'll second that.
Discussion? Okay, can you call roll, please?
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that Mike Dodds be appointed to act as the Student Achievement Liaison for OSBA for 2015.
Second. Discussion? You call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that I be appointed to act to serve on the Audit Committee for 2015.
I'll second that.
Discussion? Can you call roll, please?
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that Dave Hunter and Kelly Cooley be appointed to serve on the Insurance Committee for 2015.
Second.
Discussion?
I just want to point out that so far everything's just like what we had for last year.
Yep.
Keep everybody on the same.
Continuity.
Yeah.
Till we get to the couple new ones that we, right. Is that what you're going to?
Yeah, this particular committee, odds are, will be more active this first 6 months because we have negotiations coming up, plus we've got the new insurance program. So we'll probably have at least two meetings, not three. So just, I want to make sure you guys understand that this one will be meeting a little more.
Madam President, I decline that because of conflict of interest.
The appointment to the insurance committee?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have another nomination?
How about Bob?
Oh, how about Kelly?
She's already on there.
Dang it.
Kelly's on it.
Right.
I'll do it with you.
Oh, Mike will do it.
I'll nominate Mike Dotz to be appointed to serve on the insurance committee for 2015. Do I have a second? Or do I have to have a second?
Well, the motion originally was by Ken.
Oh, yeah. So Ken has to, okay.
I'm okay with the change for the motion.
So it's Ken's motion, you're seconding it.
Sure.
Correct. Okay.
We get that, Todd.
I think Mr. Roberts is here today.
Woo! I forgot already. Okay. Any discussion? Good. Can you call roll, please?
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Mr. Buds?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay, Madam President, I move that Dave Hunter be appointed to serve on the Medicine Plains Advisory Committee for 2015.
Okay. Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Buds?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
I don't have these all written down.
Madam President, I move that Bob Buds be appointed to serve as on the district leadership team for 2015.
Second. I'll second. Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Mr. Buds?
Yes.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. Morlock, sir, if you can make
yours. Okay. Madam President, I move that Mike Dotz and myself be appointed to serve on the district board policy review committee for 2015.
Second. Discussion?
This will be a rotation. This is both won't serve at the same time. So like we'll start possibly with Ken for the first quarter, then the second quarter goes to Mike. So that way we're not having all five of you rotating in out all the time. It'd just be two per year. So
that's fine.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Mr. Buds?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
I motion that Mike Dotz be appointed to serve on the District Athletic Council for 2015. Discussion?
Yes. Are you serving as a coach anywhere?
No, not anymore.
And your son will be graduating.
Yeah, Joe will be graduated. I won't offer even as a volunteer coach as long as I'm on board.
This council meets very soon too, by the way.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Tomorrow.
I don't know, Matt, if you know. I know they have a council meeting very soon.
Okay.
There was a date.
It might be tomorrow. that's what
I'm going to hurt you.
It's tomorrow. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh. Sorry. God love you.
Can you call roll, please?
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Buds?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
And we will move to past session D. Is there any board work session items? Are there any?
There's one thing I wanted to wanted to bring up with him. One of my newsletters that I get from OSBA had an article that I think is going to be a good one for our new student group. I can't remember the name, but anyway, I don't know who the advisor is for the group, but I wanted to shoot the email to you. I wanted to do that yesterday, but
is that Tracy Johnson?
Sherry Show.
Sherry Show.
Sherry. Okay. Great. I'll include you on that. I'll include you too. Educate that.
What's the name of that group?
The Alliance.
Alliance.
The Alliance. Yeah,
that's
group.
It.
Right. That's it.
Thank you, Ken. Anything else? We'll move to public communication section. I don't have anybody signed in. Is anyone interested in speaking? Okay, we'll move past that. To the approval of board minutes, section F.
Madam President, I move that the minutes of the December 16th, 2014 meeting be approved as written.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay. We'll move through to section G, financial reports. Mr. Westing.
I don't have anything new in regards to the financial reports. Financial reports are they were to be expected for the month of December. In the previous month, I think we mentioned that the fringe benefits were less than what we expected them to be, and as we expected in December, they were more than what we expected them to be due to the timing issue. But that was the only thing that I had of note in regards to the financial reports. I'm looking at the. I know what it is. The spending plan, 2015, and I'm getting a little concerned that our available operating days is dwindling. Yeah.
I know we've been doing a lot of stuff, you know, around campus and everything else, but
yeah,
you know, as Tim has often reminded me when I want to spend, that we do have a 10-year plan, and I think we're getting dangerously close to maybe running into a larger deficit than what we were originally expecting.
What you can kind of see in regards to that, if you look at the available operating days, which are in red, those are the current FY15 available operating days, and then directly below that are the available operating days for FY14 this time last year. We have kind of continued on a track last year and this year of deficit spending, which is why that has kind of continued to fall. So we're following kind of the same trend. It's just it's having a greater effect now because we've continued that trend now for another year.
Okay.
But it kind of reinforces what we've been saying, that problem's not going to solve itself. It is something that we are definitely going to have to address in the future.
I think it was, 2016 is the next levy?
We're lining up right on with what we have in the 10-year plan as far as 2016-17 is when we're looking at. We have to talk about either additional revenues or budget cuts. So that hasn't gone away, and we're right on target. The spending we've been doing, the visible spending, has primarily been out of PI.
Right.
So general fund is on target with what we said we were going to do outside of, you know, all the improvements and things like that. So I want to be cautious, make sure that 10-year financial plan is general fund, PI fund is a separate pot, and we're going to create a PI plan that is multi-year. And that goes back to looking at furniture purchases and technology purchases and things like that that we need to lay out. We'll do that with the impact committee. But as Todd pointed out, our current spending plan for the year simply shows the trajectory that we're on since we made those corrections by consolidating and things like that. We never did correct deficit spending. That is not corrected. And that is exactly why we have the nexus point coming together where you got your revenues flatline, expenditures are going to constantly do this.
Right.
And that's the way school funding operates. Ours just happens to be out in 16-17 is when that's going to get critical. So, and we are watching that. Actually, in February and March, that's when we'll be sitting down looking at the 10-year plan in conjunction with the forecast, meeting with you before we go into negotiations and say, okay, here's where we're at. And that's where we start talking about where are we going to end up after negotiations.
So about March or April is when the negotiations are going to get started?
We'll start talking in the early spring.
Okay.
I've been talking with Stormy, and that's what they want to do. They want to get it done early, of course. They don't want to drag into the summer. So
this is where we're expected to be when we decided to go with the levy. We went with
correct
with the renewal.
When we made that choice, we're right on target with that. So
okay.
You're just right now, if you remember the bat wing, you know, January your balances are down here, and then they start coming back up with your settlements as they come in February. So it's the scary point for Todd and
you know, and Tim's right. Like I said, you could see that in the previous year. You know, it followed the same trend. You know, where we get to this point, and you are correct to notice those single digits, I guess, there, because it does stand out.
That will get scarier over the next few years in January.
Oh, okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah, because that's. The batwing effect, you start looking,
right.
Okay, how am I going to make it through January when you get down low like we will in the next few years? We will, as long as we stick to our spending plan that we have in place.
We can just do it here.
No. Yeah, you'll do the vote, but you're just looking for a place where you can document the vote.
Got that.
There's new agenda items on page 11. Just those spares.
Should we go ahead and do that? Madam President, that we approve the financial report, the treasurer's report for December 2014.
Second. Discussion? Okay.
Might need to catch that. Better board packet.
Seeing slipping.
Somebody was missing. I wasn't there either.
There you go.
That's what happened.
Talk about other things.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the Board of Education approve the following tax rates and revenue for the calendar year 2015 as presented by the County Auditor.
Second.
Discussion?
Oh, I was trying to make sense of that.
Okay.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I can give you a quick analysis. This is something that I have a little bit more of an in-depth analysis for our next meeting. I didn't feel like we needed to further bog down this meeting with anything, but with this, we can give some more attention at the February meeting. But in short, we had a reevaluation for the property values. Values went up for the most part, mostly for agriculture. The values went up, and that resulted in an increase of about $500,000, most revenue income. Now, most of that is due to our inside millage on our general fund. The other voted millage is reduced in as far as effective millage. The rates are reduced in order to collect only what was voted in at the time that it was voted in. So most of the increase that we realize is in regards to the inside millage that we have. So it resulted in about a $500,000 increase from this time last year.
So that third column for the outside millage is the effective millage rate?
Let's see if I can point it out here, maybe. So for the residential and agriculture, that should be right here, the 314, this number. Take that times your effective millage here. So the voted millage was 16. It's been reduced to 4.4. So you take that number times here for residential and agriculture. And then you would also take the total for the summary for other real. This is your commercial and industrial figure. The 12,659,180. That figure times the commercial and industrial effective rate, because those are reduced by a lesser amount. So the residential and agricultural valuation times the residential and agricultural effective rate plus the commercial and industrial valuation times the commercial and industrial effective rate will give you your real estate total figure here.
Gotcha.
Okay. You would repeat the same process then for personal property. So personal property here is 14,676,880. Times say here the general fund, the 5.1, would give you your personal property figure right there. And you would do that also with these effective rates here also. And then the personal property plus the real estate would give you your total collection. Or we do that for each one of these voted in levies that we have on the books.
That works. Thanks.
Additional discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon a recommendation of the Treasurer, the Board approve the amended appropriation resolution as presented.
I'll second.
Discussion?
It's just making sure everything lines up the way we said it was going.
I did include a short list of what makes up a lot of these changes. This is something that we kind of do this time of year to kind of evaluate our initial appropriations and see where we are. We did have some things that kind of came up in the budget that we didn't expect, and then other things that just needed some modification. So this addresses that and kind of brings our appropriations where they need to be. I've included that in here. For instance, the one that we just had was for our interim special ed director. That was an unanticipated expense when we initially did our appropriations, but it was a significant amount that required us to do an amendment. So,
overall, it was what, about $135,000 for the general fund?
You're correct, $131,000. The other big one was physical therapy services that we didn't have in the original budget. That was another $40,000 that wasn't in the original budget.
That wasn't new. That was just an oversight in the budget process.
Correct. And another one being our supply fees that when they were reworked to a flat fee, yeah, correct, they weren't budgeted back in. When they were taken out, they weren't put back in. So it was something that we were initially aware of that just was an oversight.
What he's trying to explain is when we went to a flat fee, I pulled out the appropriation for each class, like science class and so on, but I didn't put in the appropriation for the flat fee account.
Okay.
So this puts it in. So you're just able to spend what we're collecting.
Right. So that was $12,000. So you can see we've had, 45,000, 40,000, 12,000. That's the
big chunk right there, just in those three items. So, and I can give you a copy of this also. It should be in there.
Do we have a second?
Yes.
I forgot where we were. Okay, can we call roll, please?
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Hooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
We'll move on to the superintendent's report.
Thank you very much, Madam President. First thing is, right out of the chute, I would like to take a moment and recognize not only the current sitting board members, but also your appointee to the tolls board. We have certificates that we've had framed, and we'd like to get a shot from Dean. If everybody could step out front, give you those, and have him take a picture. Awesome.
Getting cozy here. Okay, Mr. Butts, going this way, pull your left shoulder forward. That's it. Close the ranks. Right shoulder forward, close the ranks. What? What a nice tight shot here, okay?
Hey, Don, turn your plaque. Know where you're matching. There you go.
Hold it up a little higher, too.
Yeah, right, there you go. Yeah. A little higher. That's super. Hold on just a second. All right, ladies and gentlemen, look sharp. Look good. Okay, let me do one more. Okay, everybody looks pretty good. Oh gosh, the camera broke.
Sorry.
Thanks, Bob.
wait. What's wrong here? I've heard of these cameras breaking.
Thank you.
We joke about it, but I know myself, Todd, and the rest of the administration appreciate the work that the board does. You can see with all the committee appointments and the ones that we keep creating, you guys are very busy, and we appreciate it. Let's move right on. PBIS process. We've had two meetings so far to outline our positive behavior intervention support program. Again, this is to address issues such as bullying, substance abuse, all the way to how the rules we put in place for walking down the hallway. This is a comprehensive district-wide plan that we're trying to develop. We've had our meeting with the administration and the select teachers that are going to serve on the committee. We have another meeting tomorrow at noon, which we have the state support team expert who's going to be on a conference call with us to help us with that. And then Friday we have in the in-service, we have the morning set aside for PBIS training. So, and they're going to actually come down and present to the staff, and then we'll present what we've come up with so far. So this is an ongoing process. Like I told the administrators, it's like making sausage. We're putting all the problems in, all the causes, trying to figure out how we can address those and come up with a plan that provides expectations and support for the students and the parents and the administration. So we're all on the same page. So that's PBIS in a nutshell. I wanted to make sure you understand that it's in process. So as you hear about issues and concerns coming up in the buildings, we're putting together a program to deal with that and hopefully keep those from happening before they do. The communication plan commitments, you will get from me tomorrow an email that lists all the meeting dates for all the township meetings, the village meetings, and any other community groups that we have on our list that we're supposed to meet with. I will be looking for partners to go with me to those meetings. If nobody can go, that's fine. But I think it's nice for them to see administration as well as the community member that they've elected, that being the board member, come to their meetings. So I hope to get to all of those different groups over the next few months and start developing relationships with them. So, the facility update, as you've seen, the signage is up except for the high school, and they were bad boys, so they didn't get their signs. Actually, the high didn't come in. That's what I was told by our sign guy. It's on back order, so as soon as it comes, the high school sign will go up. We've had positive responses to that. The biggest concern is lighting it, either having it backlit or a flood put on it, and we will look at doing that over the summer. That's not a project that I'm going to have any of our guys out there now doing. So,
right.
Women's restroom at the high school has been renovated. By all accounts I've heard, it looks really nice. So that's a big positive. We've actually had kids say to the administration, you guys did something in there, it looks different. So if kids notice it, it must be nice. And also we're looking for carpet at the entryway at the high school and the back and the front entryways. We're looking at now is a solid piece of carpet with our logo woven into it. So it'll look nice when it comes in. So again, that's PI as well, not a general fund item. And that is it for the superintendent's report.
Thank you, Tim. Okay, we will move to, we have no unfinished business. We will move to new business.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the second and final reading of the following board policies as presented: BDDH, public participation at board meetings, and KD, public participation at board meetings.
I'll second.
Discussion? Okay, call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board award the following athletic supplemental contract to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2014-2015 school year for Jeremy Dill, Jeff Stokes, and Ryan Brumley.
I second that.
Discussion?
Mr. Dill just recently volunteered for the freshman coaching position. Mr. Stokes and Mr. Browning recently got their paperwork completed. Again, if you recall, the only way they can coach if they don't have their paperwork is if there's a coach in the room with the kids. So we were covered with our other coaches. So.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board approve the following donations: $1,895 from the Columbus Foundation for grants.
I'll second.
Discussion? What is that grant for? What's that?
The teachers can apply individually for up to $500 in grants from the Columbus Foundation.
Okay.
If you recall, and I'm trying to remember if this board was sitting at the time, but Ken and Dave probably remember when we got a very large donation from a state in Mount Sterling, upwards of, I think it was $285,000 we put in the Columbus Foundation. So those type of things. But ongoing, you can apply $500 grants. So.
Okay. Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
New agenda items. We do not have any new agenda items this evening. We will go, and I make a motion that we enter into executive session at 7:40 p.m. for the purpose of one or more of the following under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G. Under Section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual.
I'll second that.
Okay. We will call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion Carries 5-0.
We will be taking no action at this meeting, so. Or at